And welcome to the Water Cooler, everybody. I'm David Brody. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday, January 11th, 2023. And bad news if you were flying anywhere in the United States today, and I mean anywhere, all domestic flights grounded for hours and hours after the FAA's Notice to Air Mission Systems mechanism failed, so they couldn't send out key hazard notices to commercial pilots. Now, the system is back up. Things are getting back to normal very, very, very slowly. But the head of the U.S. Travel Association called today's historic mess a catastrophic system failure and a clear sign that America's transportation network desperately needs significant upgrades. But hey, don't worry, because Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is on the case. Not on vacation, he's on the case. Or is he actually? Because apparently he likes to talk about how the roads are racist.
Or if an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly Black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low for it to pass by, but that obviously reflects racism that went into those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality. And I think we have everything to gain by acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the Reconnecting Communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work.
Yeah. Folks, Buttigieg is presiding over a transportation department that is budgeting money for things like racial equity and inclusion and environmental justice and climate change. Meanwhile, people can't fly. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton tweeted this: Pete Buttigieg couldn't organize a one-car funeral. He was never remotely qualified for this role. But look, we shouldn't be surprised by any of this. The liberals inside this administration have been destroying the country the last 2 years. But now, the tables have turned.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
That was the goofiest thing you ever see today. Republicans are in charge of the House now, and to that end, there is now a new committee, subcommittee, that will investigate federal law enforcement and national security agencies as they begin to scrutinize an effort by the government to silence and punish conservatives at all levels, from protesters at school board meetings to former President Donald J. Trump.
A ploy? It's not a ploy when the Department of Justice treats parents as terrorists, moms and dads who are simply showing up at a school board meeting to advocate for their son or daughter. A ploy. It's not a ploy when the FBI pays Twitter $3 million, not one, not two, $3 million to censor American citizens. It's not a ploy when the Department of Homeland Security tries to set up a disinformation governance board, because we all know that the Department of Homeland Security can tell what's good speech and what is bad speech, what's mis— I mean, you got to be kidding me. I tell you what, dozens of whistleblowers have come talk to Republican staff on the Judiciary Committee, don't think this is a ploy. That's why they came to talk to us. They know how serious this is. The former Democrat chair of the Judiciary Committee is in the press today saying, we're going to fight this tooth and nail. This is political. But meanwhile, the former Democrat chair of the Intelligence Committee pressured Twitter to censor a journalist. You've got to be kidding me. This is the most important. This is about the First Amendment, something you guys used to care about. And I'd actually hoped we could get bipartisan agreement on protecting the First Amendment, the five rights we enjoy as Americans under the First Amendment. Your right to practice your faith, your right to assemble, right to petition the government, freedom of press, freedom of speech. Every single one's been attacked in the last 2 years.
So they are turning the tables on the liberals on that front. And now that Republicans are in charge, they're demanding that the Treasury Department hand over all suspicious activity reports linked to Hunter Biden. Sorry, Hunter, they're coming for you, just not your paintings. And then there's Ice Cream Joe. Even Democrats are now concerned about these classified documents that were found in an office from President Biden's time as VP. Democrat Senate Intelligence Chair Mark Warner wants more answers and an official briefing. The latest revelations there put Biden in potential violation of laws protecting national security. Oh, and speaking of Biden, President Trump weighed in on the matter right here on JTN on Just the News to John Solomon, especially how this all ties to China.
Sir, you fought China hand and tooth when you were president. Joe Biden seems to have, and his family have, this incredible relationship with China. They're going on Air Force One. They're making deals. There's 10% for the big guy, yeah. Tony Bobulinski. this university that housed the think tank where Joe Biden's documents were found got a lot of funding from China. So the University of Penn State, the big recipient of China funding, the Biden Penn Center is housed there. Concern about why there's so much China money always flowing around the Bidens?
Well, that's one of the really big things, I think, with the documents, frankly, is that you have China that gave $54 million, I understand. That's what the number I hear.
Yes.
And they paid him almost $1 million a year. They kept it slightly under $1 million. It's like $998 or something. So that this way they can say probably if somebody ever gets wise to it, gee, we didn't pay him $1 million. You know, it sounds a lot. Less. Right. If you pay $998,000, it sounds like a lot less. The fact is that China was paying through Penn, which, you know, I went to school at Penn. I went to the Wharton School of Finance, yes. Which I love Penn. But they were paying all of this money to Joe Biden. And they have the Biden Center there. And I would imagine, you know, they're paying all this money. I would imagine they had absolute entree into those documents. And they saw those documents. And those were major places. Now, that's only what's come out so far. But I'd be willing to bet he has many more documents than that. And then if you look at these other places that he's storing documents, I mean, I would think he'd have a treasure trove of documents. It's very, very sad. But China paid $54 million. And I guess out of that, they paid $1 million a year to Biden.
You see, folks, now that the tables have turned, it's about to get real ugly for Democrats. But more importantly, the truth is finally going to start to come out. And it's already happening in Missouri, where the Missouri Attorney General continues to pursue litigation in Missouri v. Biden. That's a civil case there, where they are alleging top officials in the federal government colluded with big tech social media companies to violate Americans' right to free speech. Now, some of the exhibits that have been introduced include how the White House asked Twitter to censor Robert Kennedy Jr., a known critic of the White House's COVID-19 narrative. Also, the White House directed Facebook to shut down conservative voices, Tucker Carlson and Tommy Lahren. The White House digital director informs Facebook that misinformation around the vaccine is a concern shared at the highest, and I mean highest, level of the White House. And now, the latest lawsuit over how vital COVID information was suppressed. This is a huge one against major media networks. Let's read from the press release. It is, quote, we want to read this following quote as follows. A first-of-its-kind antitrust action was filed Tuesday against the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, the Washington Post, Reuters, and Associated Press for damages totaling millions for the plaintiffs and seeks to address the boycott and censorship of healthcare freedom advocates, activists, journalists, and medical professionals who dared to question the narrative relating to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccine mandates. The lawsuit reveals that by March 2020, a partnership was created called the Trusted News Initiative, TNI, between big tech and legacy media to exclude rival publishers from the dominant internet platforms. The partnership was launched by BBC Director General Tony Hall with the agreement that members of the TNI work together to ensure that disinformation myths are stopped in their tracks. This coordinated effort is, by definition, a classic form of a group boycott to damage the ability of smaller publishers to compete or even survive. So, folks, they say the truth will set you free, and as the tables turn, we are starting to see that freedom can only survive if the truth is revealed for all to see. And joining me now is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit that we just mentioned, the co-founder of The Truth About Cancer, a good friend of the show, Charlene Bollinger. Charlene, thanks for being here.
Thanks, David, for having me back.
This is groundbreaking. It's a groundbreaking lawsuit. Tell us more. Our audience wants to know every detail here.
Yes, this is a groundbreaking case, the first of its kind, David. When those drops started happening on Twitter, the Twitter files, and on The Truth About Cancer, we have covered every single drop in detail. So I encourage the viewer to go to thetruthaboutcancer.com and find all of those articles. The lawsuit is linked on our website, too. So please go there to read it. You will be shocked. At least read the first 7 pages. That will give you an understanding of what the lawsuit is about, who the plaintiffs are, and the defendants. This, the first drop from, I believe, the Missouri Attorney General revealed a screenshot of communications between the White House, HHS, and other government agencies talking to Facebook about the disinformation dozen, of which I am one of 12 people, well, really 13, named in that list of people that were telling the truth about COVID, the pandemic, vaccines, and so forth. So They were telling them to shut us down specifically, and they boasted how they took at least one account down from each person, and they're shadow banning the rest of the content until they can take those channels down as well. That started the Twitter file. And we see more and more things being revealed. Well, Bobby Kennedy, a good friend of ours, we just see another screenshot of communications about the Hank Aaron tweet, where he got the vaccine. They used him as the face of the Black community, which we stand up for and love, to coerce them into getting the shot because they really loved Hank Aaron. Well, Hank Aaron got the shot, and sadly, he died shortly after the shot. So they saw that tweet and said, this tweet needs to go. So this is business as usual with these people. We know now, David, that they had a backdoor communication system built by the FBI to Twitter and the other platforms telling them in real time, this tweet has got to go or this person has got to go. And they did what they were told in most cases. And so there is, this lawsuit reveals there is a trusted news initiative. The plaintiffs you just read, the Washington Post, BBC, Associated Press, and Reuters, they, along with others that are a part of this conglomerate media effort to shut us down. What happened was these different media conglomerates came together, well, media outlets forming a conglomerate. They called themselves Trusted News Initiative because they said, these little guys are getting some of our traffic. They're making us look bad. People are no longer trusting us. We want people to keep trusting us and listening to us. Yeah. So here's what we'll do. We are the ones that create the narrative. And if anything goes against the narrative, those people will be taken down. They worked with Twitter. Twitter was one of the members of this, along with Google, Microsoft, Twitter. These people collectively worked together to form an industry partnership saying, we are normally competitors, but in this case, we need to form an alliance to take those people over there down so we can continue to be in business.
Yeah, well, now you have your alliance with this lawsuit, and they're about to find out real fast that you guys mean business. You know, this is really a shame. And, you know, it should be noted that you and your husband, Ty, have spent decades educating Americans about alternative medical treatments. You've got that New York Times bestselling book, The Truth About Cancer. You've sold over 250,000 copies. It's not like you're some quack in your basement talking out of your you know what. And really, the truth needs to set not just you free, because you're not beholden to these folks, but they have tried to suppress the truth. And it's time for justice here. I've got about a minute and a half here, Shirley.
Okay, David, just to sum this up, this lawsuit is going after securing and restoring the freedom of speech. Number two, the freedom of the press. And number three, what they did by forming this alliance and shutting down our side of the story, which is half of the story, they've shut it down so that their story is the only one being heard. They then denied access. We have millions of viewers collectively in this list of plaintiffs. We have over 12 million followers, subscribers, social media followers.
Wow.
And they're denying those people access to life-saving content. That's a crime that must stop, and we're here to stop it.
Yeah, and you know, that's the sad part of all this, that you're trying to do some good work here. You don't have any sort of devious plan here. There's no ideology involved. You're trying to do specific work here. By the way, I got 30 seconds. What do you think the chances are for success? Do you think you'll see resolution? Do you have any sense of how this might work out in the end? I've got about 20 seconds or so.
Yeah, David, I have high hopes that we're going to win this case for America, for everybody. We have children and we must win, and we will win. We're not giving up, and we need everyone to rally around us and to spread this interview. And every time we do anything, we need our people that see this to subscribe to our newsletter. It's free. TheTruthAboutCancer.com. Join the effort. Share this lawsuit with everyone. We need this to go viral. We need Elon to tweet about this. So with the help of the viewers, we will win.
All right. Charlene Bollinger, great to have you on the show. I agree. You're a patriot. Thank you. Thank Ty for us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, fantastic. Come on, Elon. Get with the program. Let's do it. You've done some good stuff on Twitter. You got to do something here because this is insane. So let's get this tweeted out. And more importantly, sign up. Back in a moment.